Hello, so Joel and Richard are here for our first Branderos podcast. And last week we were at an event for intrapreneurs, which was a concept I hadn't heard, but Richard had. Family-owned businesses who are looking for other ways to pass their business on to the next generation.
And corporations.
And corporations, yes.
Who are entrepreneuring from within.
Yes, but also family-owned, because what they said was 80% of businesses in Canada are family-owned and family-funded. And they also said that something like 30% of these businesses are in a situation where they're probably going to be selling or closing their doors in the next 5 years. And when they said this, I had this view of apocalypse happening for the Canadian economy that runs so much on these small and medium-sized businesses, as the top end of business becomes concentrated and sometimes globalized. So I started to feel a burden of responsibility that as marketers...
Guilt.
Guilt.
We felt guilt.
No, I thought we don't want these businesses to just go off the edge. We've worked with a lot of small and medium-sized businesses and smaller businesses that I can see an end coming.
Totally. And a lot of that has to do with the aging baby boomer demographics. So you have lots of people in their 50s, 60s, and 70s who have these wonderful businesses that are doing millions of dollars a year and are finding that their kids aren't really interested. They're maybe trained to do something else. They don't want to join the business. Or whatever. So what are they doing? They're selling their businesses to, I guess, increasingly larger competitors who are consolidating.
But sometimes there isn't a market. That's the thing. Sometimes it's not that easy to sell these businesses or realize the value that you think you have in them. You know, when I look through our roster of clients, I would say a majority of them fit into this category.
Totally.
So, it's kind of a scary reality.
All of a sudden, I'm worried.
Yes, worried for our own welfare. But for me, alarm bells started to ring, and I thought, you know, as a community, we have targeted small and medium-sized businesses because we feel the marketing community has not served this sector well.
That's right.
Either through larger agencies that aren't nimble or too expensive for this group, or... sort of do-it-yourself marketing, which hasn't worked too well.
I think that the model for agencies just really hasn't been there to do it. I don't doubt that lots of traditional agency folks don't want to serve small businesses. It's just hard to do it and make money at the same time.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
We have discovered that ourselves.
That's right.
But... So if we were to think collectively about what is missing in this group and what we have experienced, I would speak for you as well in saying that their marketing is not at a level of sophistication that current electronic media conditions require. So, you know, if we're trying to serve this sector and figure out, most of them don't have marketing departments,
right.
Might not have, often don't have a marketing director, so
right.
they're really, there's nothing within them. They have sales departments, but they don't have marketing.
It's not at a level of sophistication, and it's not even at a level of effort, to be honest with you.
Right. It hasn't been a priority. Like everyone else's business, it just sort of, it does itself. It sells itself. And that we're no longer in a marketplace where you can rely on referrals alone. And so the question is, do you start from nothing? You want to sell or market your business. How do you get going? What's required? And what outside services do you need? And how they should they be designed to meet your needs? So how do you feel? Like if you're walking a potential new client in this sector through a process, what would you recommend as a starting point to get them immersed in a marketing stream?
Sure. Before I answer that, I want to say too that I think it's particularly acute for business-to-business marketers.
Okay.
And I think I speak for yep. you too, and I say, I mean, a lot of our clients are B2B,
yep.
and in many cases there is an absence, and they're not. There's an absence of marketing, and
right.
these are businesses that have been around for years, that do millions of dollars a year by word of mouth
yep.
and by referral alone,
which, yep.
Which is amazing. Let me start answering the question, and you just jump in by saying, if a client, you know, called us, a prospect called us and said, you know, I don't have a lot of money. What's the bare minimum I should do? I think that we would say there's three or four things. One, develop or redevelop your brand strategy. So that means sitting down. I think it's very useful. In fact, almost impossible to do this on your own. But work with someone else. There's all sorts of brand strategists out there, consultants. To reflect on your value proposition, develop a competitive positioning frame, identify what your messages are to your various different target segments. I should have started by saying identify who your target segments
Are.
That's the beginning. Bad on me. And then finally, create a brand personality, and that brand personality often is a reflection of the personality of the owner, and that's perfectly fine, but you're creating an external entity that is the identity of the company. So what we don't mean by this is go and redo your logo, because so many times conversations that we have with clients are lead to, so do we need to redo the logo? And oftentimes the answer is no, the logo's fine.
Yeah.
So maybe you do, maybe you don't. It doesn't really matter that much. So that's number one, brand strategy. Number two, and if you're making a lot of changes to your brand positioning, then you definitely have to do this. Clean up / update your website. Odds are, if you're not very marketing minded, you really haven't done much with your website probably in a few years. There's all sorts of reasons why that's an issue. Talked about the branding one, but the other one too is just the simple fact of mobile browsing and content marketing and online viewing technology today. The odds are that the website that you probably spent a lot of money doing a while ago, you probably don't have the keys to it because someone else did it for you. Odds are it's just not up to date, and quite possibly it's not very user friendly. So,
well, I think even beyond that, we've talked about this with all our clients, is websites have become, the lifespan of a website is much, much shorter than it ever used to be.
That's right.
You can, we'll get 5 years out of it and develop the architecture and then sort of adapt it. But now it's like people are so fixed on a way of looking at websites that if you have a website that's outdated, it looks really dated really quickly. And it's just, it's not that hard to redesign elements. Starting from scratch all over again, it's a piece of work, but there's really no choice, because otherwise you're going to look like you're not up to date. Like, and particularly when you go on someone's website and they have blogs that they end in 2013.
Right. The other reason why there's no excuse to do this is the cost barrier has gone way down. This is like YouTube. Anyone can make a video with their iPhone and stick it on YouTube. Not quite the same thing, but it's almost as true to say that anyone can make a website on WordPress or any other number of platforms out there, just to even get a landing page up and live. So very little excuse to do that. The third thing is, and I think people are surprised at this because they want to talk about social media, but for me, the third thing is email marketing. Again, particularly true for B2B marketers. You've got existing customers who you are sending transactional email to. You should be sending promotional email to them. And you've got prospects, both cold and warm prospects, people who notionally are interested in what you have to say at any given moment. The sign up for email should be prominent on your website. And it should be easy for people to get one or two or three emails a month from you with latest offers, promotions, industry news, events, what have you. Any excuse is a good excuse to send out email. You can automate that email so that every time you do a blog update, it gets sent out automatically. All sorts of easy ways to do it. I like to say that email is the new social media. I think a lot of people discount it and say, oh, everyone wants to be on LinkedIn or Facebook. The inbox, I think, is still the place where people get their news.
Well, particularly with B2B,
right.
where social media just doesn't have the same play as it does with consumer
exactly.
directed. Yeah,
exactly.
So it makes email even more important.
So that means that the last thing, number four, is content. Because if you're going to be sending email out and have stuff on your blog, elsewhere on your website, you have to have content. And that goes back to the brand strategy, because what you have to think about is what do we as a company have permission to talk to our customers about beyond just our products and services? And we're not suggesting that you should be putting all of your travel pics up there and your family pics. It's not that stuff, but it's the stuff that you've earned a right to give an opinion on or share with clients and with prospects. And again, our experience has been that clients are often surprised how broad and deep, you know, their knowledge field is of stuff that they can talk about.
Well, the fact is, we just talked about the reality. A lot of these people have been in business for 30 years or so. People are incredibly knowledgeable after that length of time
right.
working in a business. And
about so many things.
About a lot of things that you wouldn't expect. And sharing that knowledge is something that people are interested in,
yeah.
for sure.
Not the least of which, as a topic, is what's it like being an entrepreneur? What's it like
right.
owning a $10 million family business?
Right,
and
for sure.
all of
yep.
the challenges and things that go with that.
So another thing, if we've, that's, so you just outlined a totally valid and workable marketing plan for, let's say that might be a 6-month plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you're going from
to go from zero to something.
Zero to content marketing in 6 months.
Yes.
So another thing that we discovered is, well, there's no marketing in the budget. Like, how do we budget for it? So we've determined it's one way to do that is develop a kind of fixed cost model where you do it on a monthly basis and you get as far as each step of the process and then you go to the next one. But in terms of an overall financial commitment, we believe you can do it from zero to the content marketing side of it for $30,000.
Totally, and we've heard clients say to us, you know, the question is how do I know if it's working? And we've heard countless times clients say, you know, I just got this referral, or I just got this brand new client, and the truth is they've also said not really sure where it came from.
Right.
But, you know, I know that it happened after we launched the new website, or I know that it happened after I sent out that last email. So there is some connection with the marketing effort, and that new client or referral, in many cases, pays.
Absolutely, yes.
In terms of profits for part of, if not all, the first 6 months.
And we've gone through the exercise on behalf of our clients where we say, okay, how many customers do we have to, you know, at least expose you to so that you can close the deal so that you can justify the expense of
right.
marketing. And it's not hard to do. I mean, you know, particularly ones where landing one, like we have one client where they landed one client and one client paid off our marketing bill
exactly.
for 6 months.
Yeah.
So it's really feasible and it's realistic and, you know, let's get going. because time is short. I mean, it just made me feel like there's a lot of urgency to this, and we really have to get our act together as a marketing community to make sure that that we don't let these people fall off the edge of the earth.
Yes.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.